FBI Special Agent Blair Cooper gathered her notes from the podium and placed them inside a small briefcase. She had just completed her presentation to a room filled with New York State Police on procedures for profiling serial murder cases. She was eager to wade through the crowd of participants and make her way home to Virginia. Blair shook several hands and accepted appreciation comments as she made her way through the large conference room. Blair grimaced at the bright sunlight as she walked outside and quickly put on a pair of dark sunglasses to shield her eyes. After a short flight, Blair would be home. She and her lover and partner, Tally Rainwater, had plans to spend a long weekend at the coast to relax and rewind. Since they met 3 years earlier on a case in the Deep South, Blair and Tally had developed into a crime-fighting team. Tally had the gift of second sight that emerged in childhood, a gift that had been very useful in assisting Blair and the FBI in solving a serial killer case that struck very close to home for Tally. Her psychic skills were so accurate that the FBI enlisted her as a consultant to assist with investigations, and Tally and Blair had been consistently busy since returning to Virginia. Blair hailed a taxi and relaxed into the seat.
"Where to, miss?"
"JFK, please," she answered, and pulled out her cell to check for messages. She smiled when she saw the text from Tally wishing her luck for her presentation. Blair sent her a short note to let her know she'd call from the airport. The driver wove through the hectic New York City traffic to bring Blair right to the departure gate. She paid the driver and tucked the receipt into her bag. Her small overnight case was waiting for her on the curb, and she retrieved it before walking into the terminal. The cold air welcomed her as she stepped inside and headed for the security gate. She tucked her sunglasses back into her bag and pulled out her ID. As a federal officer, she was allowed exclusive access through security where they checked her firearm and gave her a pass to the airline's VIP lounge to await the arrival of her flight. She smiled at the security team as she passed through the secured area and followed their directions to the room. Blair located a comfortable recliner and settled in for her hour-long wait. She pulled out her cell and pressed the button to call Tally. The phone only rang twice before Tally answered.
"Hey, sweetie, I got an hour wait until takeoff, but I should be home by 4. Be ready and I'll help with the luggage, then we'll be on our way."
She listened to Tally for several seconds.
"Will you be okay in the storm?"
she asked when Tally said a storm was about to move through.
"Yes, I know you're all grown up, but that doesn't keep me from worrying."
"Love you too, and I'll see you soon." Blair ended the call and felt the scowl on her face. Tally'd been gifted with second sight when she was born with two different colored eyes. She'd been teased during her childhood for being a freak by children and adults. It wasn't until she was nearly killed by a lightning strike at the age of 12 that she began to understand the gift that had been bestowed on her. Since that event, the proximity of an electrical storm frequently triggered her visions on numerous occasions. Blair was still a little spooked by Tally's psychic visions. Tally tossed her cell on the bed and zipped up the last bag that she'd packed for their trip. It had been months since she and Blair had been able to spend time away for work for some real relaxation, and she hoped it would be a few weeks before Blair was assigned to a new case. Most of their cases dealt with murder, the recovery of the victim, and the killer's discovery, but the last one they worked on together, a missing person case, turned out well. The missing teen was located, and they returned him home safely. The emotional trauma from the kidnapping would remain for his lifetime, but the teen could at least have the opportunity to live a long, healthy life. Tally felt the hair on her arm standing up, and she knew the storm was close. Hopefully, it would move through quickly. She picked up her cell and took the last bag to the front foyer before entering the living room. Tally closed the blinds and sat on the couch to wait for the vision to come. She saw a flash of the lightning through the window, and she whispered to herself,
1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, boom.
Tally had learned to count to gauge the storm's closeness from her mother when she was a child to help her deal with the anxiety she felt after the lightning strike. She closed her eyes and tucked her legs under her body to relax. Flash, boom, the storm had arrived, and her world went black.